Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, often on these podcasts, we talk about data being in silos and how the industry is evolving to break down those silos. Well, the same is true when it comes to commerce. Now, as we all know, the world is flattening, and therefore organizations need to be aware of and comply with regulations, sometimes on a global scale. So the question really becomes, how can organizations achieve this without having to hire armies of people to monitor, track, and update for compliance and regulation for all the countries they do business with? Well, to unpack that, I'm joined by James Murfin, who is the Global Head of Digital Identity and Fraud Solutions at Refinitiv, and Tim Sloan, who is the VP of Payments Innovation at Mercator Advisory Group. So there's certainly a lot of insight to unpack on today's episode. So without any further delays, let's start the show.
So James and Tim, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on today's episode here today. And James, to start off today's conversation, I want to start with you because I think there's some really exciting news coming from your organization on the 13th of October in 2021, announcing that GIACT, a Refinitiv company, is adding G-Identify Global to its Epic platform. So to start off our conversation, maybe you can tell me a little bit about G-Identify Global and then how this enhances the offering currently on the GIACT platform.
Absolutely, happy to, Ryan. So we're very excited to announce the launch of G-Identify Global. It builds on some of the product capabilities that we already have on the Epic platform and is further integration of some of the capabilities that we're bringing together from Refinitiv and GIACT. What we're launching is the ability for our customers to verify identity of individuals and businesses across 38 countries around the globe through the existing integrations that they have with us. So delivering what they've come to rely on us for in the US, but increasing the coverage of that across a number of different markets around the world. And it's in response to direct customer feedback. So we're very excited to make that available and to be able to just switch it on for customers through the existing integrations that they've done.
The ability for GIACT to be able to expand its offering across more countries is clearly going to benefit the customers as they expand as well, looking for new business. One of the things that strikes me as we have this conversation is how much crime has taken place against consumers. Their losses have been mounting both across bank fraud, credit fraud, loan or lease fraud, and that's impacting businesses. They've got to learn how to protect themselves, how to identify their customers, and then track those customers over time.
Yeah, I agree, Tim. I mean, you touched on a few that we've seen. I think through the pandemic, we've seen the very worst of fraud and the growth of it. I mean, stimulus is another area that we haven't talked about where obviously there's been funds going to places that they shouldn't have done as well. So, yeah, we think this is a way to give our customers confidence and to ultimately help protect their customers from these types of issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you very much for that. And I have to agree with all of the points there. But now, James, I am a little bit curious about how this integration came about. Now, I do understand that GIACT does have G-Identify, and then this is really talking about G-Identify Global here. But I'm curious, from the integration, was it something that you saw in terms of data in the marketplace, or was this something that your current customers were looking for, or was it a current combination of both? I'm curious how it is that your organization came to the conclusion that we needed to launch G-Identify Global.
Yeah, it's a great question, Ryan. And I think you touched on the answer in your question. I think it was a combination of both. So it's a natural combination of capabilities that we have within the company, but it's directly in response to client feedback. We've had customers across sectors that are dealing with an increasingly global client base, and that's companies in wealth, crypto, banking, payments, real estate, even actually high-end retail as well. So companies that are dealing with very expensive jewelry, diamonds, and other things are looking to identify customers who typically can be coming cross-border. And so we've had a lot of clients asking us for this, and it's in direct response to that. And it's capitalizing on capability and data that we have access to and really bringing that together.
Makes sense that a business wants to be able to do business as broadly as it can. And by adding different countries, you expand that business opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah, I certainly think that also in terms of a timing aspect, I certainly think that it is perfect because obviously we've seen kind of really from a payments ecosystem side of things, the acceleration of digitization. But I think at the same time where we're seeing that, we're also seeing the world flattening more and more. So I think services like this, it's allows for those businesses to feel more comfortable about being in a global market space and being able to compete in a global scale. Because as we're starting to see, again, as the world flattening, that global e-commerce or global commerce itself becoming more and more prevalent. But to that point, maybe James, let's dive into some use cases where GIdentify Global really shines. And maybe you could also unpack, who do you see GIdentify Global really being a no-brainer for?
Yeah, absolutely. I am happy to do that. And I touched on, I think, some of those sectors. So I think it's more a point around this is relevant for everybody. And it's not just specific to particular use cases or particular types of customers. I think in the point you made about the world becoming more global is a very real one. I think as companies look to expand and broaden out their customer reach, the best way to do that is digitally, typically. Doing that with confidence is something that we want to help them with GIdentify Global. So giving them access to great data, giving them the ability to be really confident about people or businesses that they're dealing with across border, where maybe they don't have a physical presence. Maybe it's a new market. Maybe it's a new market entry. I mean, one thing I would say is, you look at businesses that are able to scale digitally, it gives them a very low cost of entry into new markets and new sectors. And that's exciting for them. But they need to do that with protection. If you start having fraud or you start having identity theft issues as you go into these new markets, new sectors, it can quickly be unsustainable. So having a solution like GIdentify Global, giving you that confidence up front as you bring consumers through the door or businesses through the door, really helps. And it gives us a chance to help our customers to balance the friction that they put in place as people try to open accounts. And there's a real trade-off there. How much friction do you have and how much confidence do you have? And we believe that this, combined with other capabilities on the Epic platform, really allow our customers to balance that friction with protecting themselves and their customers.
James, as I think about the Jack product, and we talked about how the crime and fraud has climbed recently. And obviously, our history of the last year or so has driven that. And it's driven digital onboarding, which if the small business, large business isn't ready to do that digital onboarding properly, is a challenge, and certainly GIAC can help there. But then there's the tracking the consumer, the customer over time to make sure that you did it right and that everything is remaining within your risk tolerance zone. And GIAC can take care of all of that, which I think is a huge step up.
Yeah, I agree, Tim. I think there's a lot of focus a lot of the time around, to your point, digital onboarding. It's that first transaction people think about. That can be very daunting, as you said. If it's a company that's going into this for the first time, that's a big step. But I think it's equally important that you look at that through the life cycle of customers. Does the risk profile change? To your point, did you get all the information that you needed to? Did you need to do everything up front, or can you do step up verification or authentication as the customer relationship becomes more sophisticated or higher risk or higher value? And I think those are all things that we're talking to customers about and that the Epic platform can support.
Absolutely. At Mercator, we put together a graphic that shows the customer journey, and it goes to that point of, A, you want to know them as soon as they hit the website, then you need to onboard them, protect the account, and go all the way through to the payment and the life cycle of that customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all points of risk. And if you don't get that right, they're all opportunities to either have a problem with the account or to lose money as well. So we certainly talk about that with our customers a lot.
But one of the words that I really focused in on, James, that you were bringing up in your last discussion there was the word confidence. And that really kind of stuck with me, because I certainly think that when we start to talk internationally, I always find it humbling how complex the compliance and regulation can be on a global scale. So I'd love to get then from your perspective, how does the GIdentify Global product help streamline that process?
Yeah, I mean, confidence is something that's really important. Somebody asked me the other day just to give them a really simple view of what does GIAC do. I said, we put trust into transactions. That's really what we do. We help give you confidence at every point and every type of transaction that you do. The international piece is challenging, particularly when you think about regulation, as you said. I mean, operating cross-border, cross-markets, cross-sector, that can be very, very complex for customers to deal with and companies to deal with. We've certainly tried to design our solutions in a way that it helps our customers to be compliant with the relevant regulations that they're dealing with. And that is a it's a very complex area for them. I mean, one of the things that's obviously very important when you think about something like G-Identify Global is being able to be compliant when it comes to things like data privacy, data processing, and data protection, because ultimately you've got PII and customer information moving through platforms. And that's something that we've certainly thought about and designed the solution around as well. And that's been a big focus for us. But it can be very daunting for companies as they expand internationally.
Every country has its own policy and rules around where the data can reside, where it can't, being able to be forgotten, and all the rest of it. It's a challenge. It's good that GIAC can help.
And it's really important for us. I mean, obviously, when we sign customers and we walk them through and we credential them, we also make sure that we're comfortable with the processes they put in place around data protection, data privacy, that they're getting the appropriate consent from the customers that they're collecting information about and that they're then subsequently processing. And whilst those rules are different across borders and cross territories, I think the principles and the intent of most of them are very similar, which is to protect customer information at the end of the day, make sure it's not being used inappropriately. And obviously, we think that's incredibly important as well.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, James, before we close out, I feel like every time we have the opportunity to talk to you about GIACT, which is a Refinitiv company, always seems to have some new announcement, either whether that's an acquisition or an integration or expansion. So I'm kind of curious if maybe you can kind of tease out if maybe there's any other announcements that are perhaps on the horizon.
Yes, James, we're all ears.
I thought it was just me. I thought we were moving fairly quickly. No, I think you're right. We have had a series of announcements over the last 12 months. Obviously, initially the acquisition of GIACT, we've then brought some of the product integrations together, which we've talked about previously with WorldCheck, now with G-Identify Global. We have got obviously continuing plans to enhance what we offer. One of the things I think we've acknowledged is the discussion around things like identity, you know, digital identity. It's been a talking point across the industry. Across industries for quite some time. A lot of the conversation's been very, very similar. I think a lot of the messages has been very similar. And we think there's an opportunity to really change that and to take it to another level, particularly with when you look at what GIACT and Refinitiv have been doing, the kind of capabilities we're bringing together, making it much more of a conversation around dynamic identity and dynamic solutions, risk-based approaches to how you think about identity and using information as well. So we certainly have plans. You should expect to see more coming from us this year. And really, it's all about bringing that trusted transactions for our customers, whether that's onboarding, whether that's through the customer lifecycle, or whether even that's around the behavior that you see from your customers as they interact with you digitally. So lots to come. You'll be the first people we call when we're ready to talk in more detail as well.
At the risk of extending this into one of those questions that shouldn't be asked, I'm curious if you've taken a look at the EU's identity proposals that would standardize identity across the EU.
We have, and obviously whenever any regulatory changes come out or standards come out, we look at those. I think we always design our solutions in a way that we can allow our customers to participate in any market standards or any market regulations that they need to deal with. We certainly see that there's always going to be a place for us to play, whether it's around providing verification services or information services. I mean, if I think about identity standards in the way that you describe them, you always have to get things right at the start when you're building a relationship. So getting trusted data, checking that data, checking documents, and really being confident about what you're doing is always very important. And I think work that the EU is doing and other standard setting bodies are doing around identity can only be a good thing. So we stay very close to that, and we'll obviously keep looking at that, working with our customers as they try and understand how they can operate within the constraints of any regulations that come out.
And it's great that GIACT is there to protect your customers' investments to make sure that they will fit into all of those moving regulations that take place around the world. That's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Well, I think we'll end it on that note there. So, James, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time today, and I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Tim. Look forward to it.